Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Got half the crew I intended on having today. I've got Pat Scarborough. How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing good. You got the better half.
I got the better half. Exactly right. Exactly. Thank you very much, Pat, for coming in. And our thoughts go down to Catherine Singleton, who could not be here today.
Absolutely.
So, but she'll be back in time for Saturday night.
She'll be back tomorrow.
She's coming back. You know, I gotta tell you, I'll introduce Pat first before I tell her this. Pat Scarborough is the top dog. She never will give me an actual title. The person, one of the people in charge of the Kingdom Kids at the First Baptist Church. How's that going?
It's going excellent.
We had you here last week. Did you? Or not last week? Well, last month early. Mm-hmm. Did you have any response from being here last month? A lot of folks saying, boy, you sound like a radio star.
Absolutely, yeah. They love us. They love us.
You're
would get us a regular gig out here with you.
That's wonderful, Pat. I appreciate that. You're as full of beans as me. Now, what I was going to ask you, do you have a rotation? I was driving along. It was certainly the day. What was it, that Monday when the snow came down out of nowhere? Tuesday, uh-huh. Maybe that one
yes.
day. And you guys opened up early, right?
No, on the day when it snowed, we did not have.
Okay, must have been the day before or something.
Day before, yeah.
It was tremendously windy and ugly. Mm-hmm. And I saw Catherine out there with the stop sign. Catherine is out there with the stop sign, and she was struggling. She was having no fun at all. Do you have a rotation, or is it all Catherine out there?
Actually, it's usually me. I must have been sick that day. usually I'm the one standing out on the corner
of the
stop
right?
sign. But there's been occasions where Catherine will go out there. But it's usually the worst weather day of the year when Catherine goes.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Because that's when you'll ask her to go.
Yeah. I think that day I did not have a coat. I remember that day now. It had started out really nice that morning.
Yes.
And then it got colder as the day went
yes.
through. And I didn't have a coat. All I had was my hoodie. And I'm like, it's really cold out there. I don't think I can go. And Catherine, fortunately, lives right behind the church.
Right.
She was able to walk home and get a coat. So she went.
She looked like, kind of like, she didn't have the whole the coverall thing on. But she looked, you remember the movie Christmas Story?
Uh-huh.
The kid in the star.
Exactly.
She looked like she was basically holding the stop sign out to the side as she was trying to walk down the street because it was in her hand and her arms were stretched out by the coat.
There you go. And she had it zipped up all the way.
That's exactly
right.
But
she didn't have one of those flappy hats on, though.
No.
But that would have been perfect if she'd had the flappy hat on with it. It would have been a perfect ending to that picture.
It was very nice. And she was doing a good job. That brings up a question that just popped into my head. And we're going to talk about Kingdom Kids today as well as their trivia contest coming up. And you've got trivia questions for me. I've got one for you. Do you have to get... apply for or receive approval from the city or from the state or from anybody to go out there with a stop sign and stop traffic for kids? Or how's that work?
We are officially the volunteer crossing guard for the school district.
Officially the volunteer crossing
guard. So our stop sign is furnished by the school.
Is that right?
It is, absolutely. Because usually
So you're authorized.
We are authorized.
Bona fide.
Official.
That's cool.
Because last year they had someone who would come down from the school and do it. And I was there every day anyway, so I just kind of reached out to him and said, you know, it would be a lot easier and quicker if, you know, you just let me be the crossing guard. So I'm the volunteer crossing guard.
Quicker how? I guess you could,
because
occasionally kids had to wait to cross or
right,
something?
Right, or, you know, as the person who was a crossing guard, if they had to do something else,
yeah.
they might get there later. And then that's
yeah.
leaving a big bunch of kids on the corner kind of
right.
waiting, because we cross 40, probably between 30 and 40 kids.
At a time.
You know. Every day. So,
yeah.
you know, if you get that big bunch on the corner, that starts to make people nervous as they're driving down the street because then they're...
Well, that's the thing. When you get a group of kids, a flock of kids that big,
exactly.
you never know when one's going to accidentally jump out in the street.
Yeah. So I just reached out to the superintendent and she said, sure, no problem.
Well, that's good.
Gave me an official stop sign and I get to turn the little light that turns the yellow flashing light off and on. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
See, now I haven't... Where is that? Is that right there on the corner?
It's right there, yeah.
In the box?
It's actually down the street. It's
okay.
down closer to the school.
Oh, okay.
So we walk down and turn it on when we get ready to do it and turn it off when we're done.
Well, how about that?
There you go. So people can see it.
Well, see, now that's the thing. I never even knew the light. I've seen the light there, but I never put two and two together. I thought maybe the school turned that on, or I never thought about it not being on all the time.
Nope, it's only on when we cross.
And you just do that once a day, right?
We don't do it once a day. We don't do the
school
morning.
School does it in the morning, right?
Yeah. And I don't think in the morning they have nearly the amount of kids that cross, you know, obviously. But we, all the kids that come to Kingdom Kids cross there at the corner.
Right.
So, and there's a few neighborhood kids that cross, but generally not very many.
I'm talking to Pat Scarborough. She's the top dog in charge of the Kingdom Kids. I need to find out for you, by the way, how many three-pointers that were scored. Did you ever talk to anybody about that?
I think Catherine went in and talked to Megan, but because we went in and talked to her about trivia night and stuff, and they talked about it a little bit, but I don't know.
I'm thinking it was, well, I'm just off the top of my head, I'm guessing it was probably pretty close to, it's way off the top of my head, 150 to 160, so that's pretty cool.
That's good. We'll take it.
The People's National Bank was donated this year $3 to the Kingdom Kids for every 3-point shot made by the Fairfield Mules, and that's something that fundraising is something that's an ongoing deal for you guys, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's one of those things that from the beginning we started when we started 2 years ago or 2.5 years ago. We started with like the $50.
Scratch. You started from scratch.
Whatever we pulled out of our wallet
that day
is what we started with. So we started from scratch, and we managed to get through all year last year, you know, completely. You know, we're very blessed. Every time that we thought we were about out of money, then money would come in. We feel like, the mission we're doing there is a mission that we feel called to do.
Tell folks what the Kingdom Kids at the First Baptist Church is.
Well, what we do is we provide 3 hours a day from 3 o'clock till 6 o'clock. We provide after school care for kids.
Right.
Part of it is we do snack, we do homework help, we do activities with them, and if kids are still there at 5:30, we feed them supper.
Yeah.
We fed 40 kids last night. So
good grief!
Any given day, we may feed 20 to 40 kids. I think our high is 42 that we fed. We generally have between 85 and 95 kids that walk through the door.
How do you plan? How can you plan how much food to make? You just kind of, I understand why you laugh because it sounds like a stupid question, but it's a, how do you plan? How can you figure?
Well, you know, it's funny because people ask us that, and we call them magic crock pots that,
all of a sudden the portions don't get as big?
The bottom of the crock pot does not end.
Oh, I see.
It just continues until we have everybody fed. It's kind of, we feel that's a blessing
from
God that it just says, we got to feed this many kids today and this crock pot will last this long.
Yeah.
Some days we have a little bit extra, but most days we kind of run it pretty close to what it is and we just generally have enough food. I mean, you just never know. We kind of have a little bit of a pattern. Certain days are heavier than others. We just know that. But every once in a while you have a day that comes in. You know, like Wednesday is always a day that's generally higher for us because it's church night. And
right.
We do have kids that stay after Kingdom Kids to come to church with us.
Okay.
So that generally increases our numbers. So we know that Wednesday's a high night.
Right.
Surprisingly, Friday is a higher night.
I am surprised.
And I think maybe it's, maybe parents go get their errands done before they pick up their kids
or something.
They
get their cash that day.
Yeah.
Payday.
Well, but they go do the Walmart trip and stuff without the kids is a little bit easier. And, if you got an extra 15 minutes, then, hey, good. And that's fine for us. But those days, and we just know Friday's a higher day. Usually Monday is not a higher day, but last night was a higher day. It was a beautiful day.
See, now that is, to me, is antithetical. You would think that the kids would have already been picked up or gone home or something like that on a nicer day like last night was a gorgeous evening.
Yeah. And you just never know. I mean, we may. Tomorrow or today. Today's an early out. This week is kind of a weird week with parent-teacher conferences.
Uh-huh.
So it's early outs all week. So kids start coming in at 2 o'clock this week. So we have them 4 hours this week.
Right.
But we don't have them on Friday. So
we don't have them on Friday next week or this week?
This week because it's most of the schools are closed because of parent-teacher conferences.
Oh, okay.
So
okay. I didn't know. Yeah. I don't follow that close.
You got to follow the calendar.
I don't pay that close attention. You've been doing this now, this is the end of the second year, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Have you been able to determine a pattern of maybe when in the school year you get a bigger crowd or fewer crowd? Will you, as the spring comes, pardon me, will your crowds get smaller or how does that work?
The crowd is smallest over the wintertime.
Really?
Whenever school sports are in session.
Basketball.
Just kind of once they start cheerleading, basketball, volleyball, those kind of things, they kind of bring our numbers down because of the athletes are out or their families are out or there's, you know, ball games to go to and things like that. So our numbers are generally down kind of over the winter. The beginning of the school year is packed, you know, that first month. And then it starts to kind of thin out. Spring will be high again because the kids want to come and be outside and do whatever it is. So our numbers will start going back up.
Is that right? I'm surprised by that. I would have, like I said about the nice day, I would have thought you'd have fewer kids in there, and you had more.
We had more
with the spring weather, with the nicer weather. I would have thought you'd have had fewer kids in there, but you get more.
No, because most of it's still based on.
On latchkey or something like that.
It's based on, you know, parents working and things like that. Yeah. And, you know, if they have the opportunity to pick them up. But then they're more willing to stay, you know. And I know yesterday, because Catherine wasn't here and we're just a little bit shorthanded, you know, I took my kids outside and they played dodgeball for, you know, 35 minutes outside. So, you know, they're not going home if they can come play dodgeball.
Right. Oh, no. I didn't get my invitation.
Well, they just smacked you pretty good. they're pretty fast.
You see, that's the thing. I would have been able to throw like one dodgeball, and then my shoulder would have fell off or something.
Yeah.
I'm talking with Pat Scarborough. We're talking about Kingdom Kids at the First Baptist Church, and we're going to talk a little bit more about those folks and the trivia contest that they have coming up this weekend when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois, back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey, sitting across from Pat Scarborough. She is the major domo out at the Kingdom Kids. You're going to have to come up with a title, or I'm going to keep making stuff up.
I probably will, yeah. You can just keep making stuff up. I don't know what to call myself because, you know, when we're there, technically Catherine's in charge of the
Chief
day-to-day.
Chief Bottle Washer.
So I don't know what I am most days.
Well, that's good you're here out here today. I do appreciate
that.
Yeah. Pat does a great job down there at the Kingdom Kids in at the First Baptist Church. And that is where you're hosting your trivia this week, right?
Tell
me about that.
We are having, on Saturday night, starting at 5 o'clock, we have a bone-in pork chop dinner.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa,
yeah.
I thought this is different from last year. What was it last year? It was
last year we had pulled pork, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
This year, one of our board members is Matt Rush.
Yeah.
So he's volunteered to get out there on the grill and make us some pork chops.
Is it rain or shine, pork chops?
Absolutely.
No kidding. Does Matt know that?
Sure. He's going to call up some of his buddies there to help him cook, some of his fire department guys, just like they would cook out for the rural fire department.
So they can put up a tent or something to keep themselves from...
They're tough. They can take the rain.
Yeah, I was going to say. They're tough guys.
Yeah.
They're tough guys.
Yeah. So they're going to make pork chops for us. Bone-in pork chops. They're a good kind. You know,
okay.
Just really good flavorful.
Oh, sure.
I think the scalloped potatoes, maybe green beans or something like that. I don't. All I care about is meat. So
yeah.
They'll have other stuff with it.
They'll have. And the fixins.
And the fixins.
Is what that's called.
And
yeah.
Some dessert.
Okay.
And then we start serving at 5.
Hold on a second. The dessert. Are they doing the dessert? Or,
no. Some people
folks are bringing those.
Some folks from the church are making the desserts.
I was going to say, last year you had a big old slew of different desserts.
We had some volunteers that brought in desserts for
and
us.
As I recall from last year, there were some that were brought in a little later. And so if you'd gotten there early, you got a good choice. Mm-hmm. But there was like a peanut. If it comes to mind, it was like a peanut butter pie or something.
Something that was peanut buttery
It came in late and was very good.
Yeah.
So always recheck, I guess, is my
Absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. Just keep, hang around. Don't just, come at 5 and stay till 8. Stay the whole time. Just keep eating. That'd be fine.
Now, you can come and eat, and you don't have to play, though, right?
No, absolutely no. And we also have a silent auction that'll be going on at the same time.
Oh, really?
Catherine's been busy last few months gathering up. Like last year, we had some great items last year.
Sure.
I actually had to print off the list this morning because I'm like, I did not do that side of it.
Right.
I do the trivia questions.
Sure.
That's my sole function in life is to do trivia
How
questions.
Long does it take you? I know how long it took me. We couldn't make it that night, but we just did the ARF trivia.
Yeah.
And by the way, thanks for not coming. Appreciate it.
Well, sorry. Something happened. I'm not sure what it was.
That's okay. I understand. How long does it take you to put together this? I know how long it takes me.
It's a process because then I look through it and I think, oh, that's too hard. So then I try and make them easier because I don't want to be known as the hardest quiz master.
I know the feeling. Well, good luck with that, too.
Because
I think I'm already known as that. If you can take my title away as the toughest quiz guy, there are people who are very angry with me.
I think when I'm doing trivia, when I play trivia on a team, I always like to think, I want to be able to get 8 questions right out of a round.
Sure.
I feel like that's probably a good
par
average.
For my team is what you think.
It's kind of like, okay, we look at who you have. Because all about trivia is about who you put around you, because no one knows all 100 questions.
That's exactly right.
But it's who you put around you, so you have a skill set of, you got a sports guy, you got a,
somebody knows TV.
You got a weird person who knows just weird bizarre
person.
Things.
Somebody who knows music.
Exactly. That's how you put a team together.
Somebody who happens to, I think I do remember Donatella doing that particular statue in 1565 or something
like
that.
So you just put together the right team. It's all about who you put together.
Right.
But you figure on average, you're going to, there's going to be like one hard question per round that if somebody gets it, they're going to be up doing a dance.
Yeah.
I've did that dance before, by the way. To be the only person in the room that knew the answer.
That's
fun. It's like, yes, I know something.
Yeah.
So, you kind of do that. So when you're making the questions, you kind of make it, to me, that's how I make my questions, in the sense of I want like 8 questions that I feel like people are going to get. And then maybe the other two are kind of like, maybe that they'll kind of argue over a little bit. Because
right.
That's the fun part of being at the table, too, is when you're arguing with someone, of like, you are not right.
You're crazy.
That is not the right answer. And sometimes that person is the one with the right answer, by the way, and you don't take it because you've got 6 people saying one and one saying the other, and you go with the majority.
It's like it's kind of a sociological experiment, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly, yes, to see who's more dominant and putting the answer down. And generally, it's who has the pencil in their hand.
That's right.
Whichever answer
Ladies
sounds
and gentlemen,
best.
She's absolutely right.
So,
I mean, we're basically talking here as two people who put these things together.
Absolutely.
And who have played in these things. And
who have been mad still.
Nerdishly study these kind of things.
And I can tell you a question that we missed, 5 years ago in a trivia question that I knew the right answer to, that they wouldn't take my answer, that I'm still mad about. 5 years later.
How many people on the teams?
You can have anywhere up to 10.
Okay.
That's how many will fit around the table.
All right.
Beyond that, you can come with,
Teams are $100 or
actually, everything is donation this year.
Everything is just a donation set.
Yep.
Okay.
Just whatever you want to donate to us. We don't feel like, for us, it's all about just putting money into the,
sure.
the Kingdom Kids, and if people feel compelled to give more or less or whatever. But we want it to be fun. We want people to really – part of it is we just want a fun evening out, to be able to do something. But the other part of it is we're able to bring in the Kingdom Kids and just continue to raise awareness for what we're trying to do and people throughout the year. This isn't the only time you can give. We take money all year round.
Sure.
And people do give money all year round, so that's helpful for us. But, people want to, we don't ask for any money from the parents. Parents.
Yeah, that's the crazy. That's the thing that people may not understand.
Yeah.
Whenever they sign their kids up for, if they're signing your kid up, you probably figure it out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
That you're not asking for money for this, are you?
No. We're just trying to do it as a service to the community, to be able to share. Part of what we do is we do a prayer time and a worship time every day,
mm-hmm.
so we're able to share Christ with kids every day, and they're able to see the reason that we do this is that we love Christ, and because we love Christ, we love them, and try and teach them more about, getting along together in love, and in the meantime, we do fun stuff like dodgeball, and
sure.
we do crafts, and, we do have people come in and do homework, and things like that. So
I mean, yeah, it's kind of I hate to cut in. That's kind of gutty, by the way, isn't it? Not setting a price for trivia teams.
We trust.
Well, I know you trust, but are you thinking that you have a suggested amount?
Well, generally, in any trivia, it's $100 a table. $100 a table.
Yeah. So basically, what we're going to do is we're going to guilt people into paying $100 if you might have some table that's not going to pay squat.
Or maybe, you know,
or then some table that might end up paying $300 or $400.
Absolutely.
See, now that'd be cool too.
Yeah. So we end up with, you know, same amount of money either way.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. And that's probably, Pat, what you're finding anyway. Like I said, I've got Pat Scarborough here with Kingdom Kids. What you're finding, I'll bet, Pat, is that you've got people who are planning on coming out there with amount of money they plan on giving over the course of the night anyway.
Exactly.
50-50 or anything like that?
No, but we do, like I said, we just have the we have the silent auction items that we're going to go along with. And that's kind of the same thing. Everything we have for the silent auction was donated to us.
Yeah.
So if you come out and, like, one of the things we've got a 4-pack of tickets to the NASCAR Speedway in Chicago.
Really?
For a race in September. And
those are worth a lot of money.
So if someone comes out and buys that for $10, we still get $10 because we did nothing but ask for it and they gave it to us for free.
See, a 4-pack of NASCAR tickets, you're probably looking at about $300-$350 or something for that.
Yeah, I'm not good on prices. I don't ever go, but I'm just saying, you know, this stuff that we have is all for us is free. So if someone comes out and they feel like giving, you know, $100 for it. Last year
you had some Cardinal tickets, didn't you?
We had Cardinal tickets. We do have one set of Cardinal tickets this year.
Well, what are the Cardinal tickets?
I don't know.
Oh, she didn't give you a date on it, or
no. I did. I think the Cardinal tickets this year was where it's a thing where you go get the tickets, you pick them up. This came directly from the Cardinals.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, like at will call.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a particular date.
No, I think that you can go any day.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you could just pick a day if you're over there, and that's the thing about it is, like for St. Louis, we actually have because Catherine's, you know, she's a whatever you call Missouri people. What do they have a name? They're not.
She's a well.
What do they call them?
Show me state.
Do they have a name?
Hoosiers, but
yeah, I wanted. Hoosiers, I almost said Hoosiers too.
Hoosiers are squirrely, Missouri. If you're a Hoosier in St. Louis, you're squirrely, as opposed to a Hoosier in Indiana. Well, you're squirrely anyway. Yeah. They're proud of it.
But you know, she's from Missouri. She'd worked at a church in St. Louis, so she's really has an affection for the St. Louis area.
Sure, yeah.
So when she was asking for things, she got a lot of St. Louis area things. So she's got tickets to the St. Louis City Museum.
Any blues tickets?
No blues.
See, now the bad deal about the thing about the timing for this is the blues season's about over.
Right.
So it'd be kind of tough to get blues tickets.
But you can go on a sightseeing cruise.
On the Mississippi River.
On the Mississippi River and up in the arch.
Really?
Yes.
See, now they're going to open the expansion renewal is going to be done here pretty soon, within the next month or two.
Yeah.
So can you, does it, I think when do you have to have that done?
We have a one-year time frame.
Oh, see, yeah, it'd be perfect.
Yep.
That'd be perfect.
No, and then you can go to the Magic House. We got tickets for the Magic House.
Is that, or not, now, are these all the same package, or are these
no,
are
these
all are, different
they're
packages?
All they're just individual tickets. You can bid and buy whatever you want. I think last year we kind of put them in packages, but then.
Didn't you have a hotel room or something?
Yeah, we do. We have a Jury Inn night.
At St. Louis, too?
Well, any Jury Inn.
Oh, I
and
see.
There are a lot. There's like, I think, 21 in the St. Louis region.
Sure.
There's a big sign that says that if you go into St. Louis, that's the only reason
there's
it sticks
a great
out of my
one.
Head.
There's a real nice one just on 4th Street, just downtown. Someone could get that and get those Cardinal tickets and just make it a perfect weekend.
They can. And they can go, like I said, they can go to the museum. We got Botanical Garden tickets.
Have you ever
St.
Been
Louis
to the,
Sympathy?
You ever been to the Botanical Garden?
Yes, I have.
Isn't that pretty cool?
It was very cool.
Did they? Were you there for the Japanese thing? See, they have every year they have a Japanese garden.
Yeah, we
spectacular type of thing. It's like
I think we went in July. We went.
Yeah, this was
actually,
April.
That's where I took my husband for his 50th birthday.
Really?
Yeah, he was very excited.
I could see Richard being
He's like, we're gonna what?
Yeah. I was gonna say, what did Richard think about that?
Yeah, I think I probably took him somewhere else too, but that was one of the things we did.
That's cool.
That was the only time I've ever been to the Botanical Gardens, though. So
very beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It was very beautiful. Yeah. So I think I took him to the zoo. That's what he actually wanted to do.
Oh,
the
is that
zoo
right?
was free, so. You know.
Well, that's handy. What else? What other tickets or items do you have in that silent auction? Again, all these silent auction items will be going, when do people get to start writing down?
They can start writing down. You can contact us and start anytime. We're going to actually post the list on Wednesday, starting in Kingdom Kids.
Oh, really?
We'll have it posted there at church for parents and stuff that can't yeah. come, or anybody yeah. that wants to call. But we actually have a Facebook page for Right Now Ministries.
Uh-huh.
They're listed on there if people want to look at them and see what we have.
Facebook page is for Right Now Ministries.
Right Now Ministries is what our Facebook page is called.
And that'll have the silent auction items.
Mm-hmm. They're on there. You can call Catherine. She loves to put out her phone number.
Sure. She was, you know, last time I got to tell you, she looked a little hesitant about it. For the first time, she really, I don't know if she'd been getting calls or something. She didn't want to do it.
No, she probably forgot it for that moment.
And what time can people start when they get, will it be starting at 5 o'clock? The auction starts then, too?
Yeah, we'll start then. We'll start probably before we start trivia, we'll start selling off the items, and we'll kind of sell them throughout the night.
Oh, really?
So if you miss something, you can go bid on something else.
Oh, okay.
It'll be kind of fine. We're just going to kind of run it through. Because in between, while we're doing the scoring, we'll pick up an item.
I seem to remember you did that last year.
Yeah, it just kind of, you know, because that time in between, you got to kill a couple minutes while they score the score sheets and stuff.
Right.
So, you know, we'll just take them and give them an opportunity to go.
What other items do you have going?
So
it moves from silent to a actual auction, doesn't it?
Well, not really, only since of get up and kind of get up and go do it, you know.
Yeah.
If you haven't had a chance yet and you want to buy something, here's your last chance.
Okay.
Your last call to go write it down.
Did you have a zip line last year?
We did. We have the underground zip line, which is let me think what it's called. We have one this year too.
Mammoth Caves or something over there, isn't it?
Mega Caverns.
Mega Caverns. That's close to Mammoth Caves.
Yeah, it's in Louisville, Kentucky, and it's an underground zip line. It's in the caves underneath Louisville.
I got to tell you, when you drive to Louisville, you just can't imagine them having a lot of caves under.
This, I mean, the Mega Caverns, we ziplined there 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago, maybe last year. But it was fascinating because they took us, you know, this underground cave, and you think, what's that going to be? But it's just like this whole little city underground of these caverns. And there's like, and actually in our package, you actually get to take a tram where it takes you through these caverns, and you can see all the things that are down there.
How big is it?
It's humongous. It was like it's like acres and acres and acres. It's like under the city. I mean.
And it's under Louisville.
It's under Louisville.
And it
was a fallout shelter.
And the water tables underneath it and all that. It doesn't get filled up with water.
No. And like right now, like businesses are under there. So like if you want to store your RV, you can go store it in the Mega Cavern. They've got all these little areas. I mean, it's serious. I mean, it's
serious
just
business.
To go watch to see it. It's really cool just to see how big it is and the stuff they have. And
I had a trivia. I was when I was doing the trivia questions for the ARF deal, I saw, okay, the largest cavern system in the country is in Kentucky, or in the world is in Kentucky. I thought, come on, that's not right. I just thought I couldn't find proof. Everybody claims to have the world's largest cavern system, but it's that big, huh?
It's humongous. Like I said, when we were in it, they were, you know, they give you like a history of it. We only did the zip line. We didn't do the trolley that takes you around and gives you a tour or anything. But they were just telling us that, like in the, you know, it was a fallout shelter back in the Cold War days that they thought they would have to use, and they could actually fit all of the people.
The city.
The city would fit in the cavern.
What is the biggest drop you see there? I mean, if you're going to be riding a zip line, you must be looking down at something.
Well, you're looking down over the caverns, yeah. You're going over the little, what are those things that come up? And the
stalagmites, stalactites,
go, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty freaky. Just kind of go down it and, you know, it's just like, okay, because it's dark. But it's very cool. I mean, it was a lot of fun.
And you have those this year as well.
Yes, we do have that as well.
I'm talking with Pat Scarborough. We're talking about the trivia contest coming up this Saturday night at the First Baptist Church. It's for the Kingdom Kids at the First Baptist Church, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on there. And when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show, back after these.
Stretching every nerve. Jason had no choice. I did not believe the information. I just had to trust imagination. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Son, he said, grab your things, I've come to take you home. Keeping silence, I resigned.
Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW FM 104.9 Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. Talking with Pat Scarborough of the Kingdom Kids at the First Baptist Church, and they've been going a couple of years now. And got a fundraiser this weekend to help raise money to help feed the kids. That's the main thing the money goes to, doesn't it?
Oh, actually, it goes to the people that we actually have. We have a staff of six kids, high school kids, college kids, workforce. So most of our money goes to pay for the number of people it takes to run Kingdom Kids.
Yeah.
Catherine and I are both still
volunteers. I didn't know if it was all volunteer or how much.
No, because of the number of kids we have and we want continuity with them.
Right.
We have a small, like I said, most of the kids that work for us, we have four high school kids.
Most of those kids do the tutoring as well, right?
They do. They work with the kids on their homework and stuff and that. And we have... Most of the actual tutoring stuff is volunteers because they are only there like an hour or so a day. But we have the rest of our staff is there from 3 o'clock till 6 o'clock.
Do you hear from the kids about how their grades go up or down,
or if they
pay attention to the tutoring?
Our biggest problem actually is the kids don't want to do homework because we have other stuff planned that they want to do. So it's kind of corralling them down to do what they're supposed to do. We have certain kids, certain schools, our grades are improving. We have some that they're not because, it's
like anywhere.
They want to do more fun stuff. And
Can you blame them?
I know. It's like, okay, no, we're not going to do that today. We started playing this game called Dragon Tail where you put a like a scarf in your back pocket.
Okay.
It's like your tail.
Yeah.
And you have to chase it. So we created like a little battle arena where they all sit, and they go like head to head. And, every day it's like, Miss Pat, can we play Dragon Tail? Is today a Dragon Tail day? So it's like, yeah.
Sounds like tag.
It's
tag with violence.
It's almost like, because when you watch them kind of like stalk each other,
yeah.
It's kind of like wrestling.
Oh, really?
It's kind of like they've got their moves down.
Sounds kind of like stalking, like on the Jurassic Park or something.
But they have a lot of fun with it. Those particular days, it's like, I don't want to do my homework. You're doing Dragon Tail today. Well, you can't play Dragon Tail unless you do your homework. So
that's right.
So that's how we have to roll it.
What other items on the auction did we not talk about?
We do have a, I don't want to feel like we just kind of went out to,
You have local stuff, too.
We do have local stuff. We got gift certificates from Pizza Hut, Classic Pizza, your flower shop, John's Butcher Block. We had someone donate us a brand new, one of those Keurig K-cup kind of coffee machine things. It's, I don't know what they're called, coffee makers. I don't. Keurig, I think is how you say it. But you.
Tom's yelling. He knows what it is.
He knows what it is.
Huh?
Keurig.
Okay. Keurig. There
with those
you go.
Little cups.
Thank you,
Tom. Individual little cup things.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got one of those. We got some good stuff. And, and to top it off, you can go to Silver Dollar City. We got two tickets to Silver Dollar
City. Two tickets to Silver Dollar City?
Who knew?
You hold me back.
That's right. Just run on down.
And you do have the Otters thing too, right?
And we do have, we have a 12-pack of tickets to the Otters, Evansville Otters, where you can go. You get 12 tickets and you can go. You can take yourself one time, 12 times.
There you go. I like
or
that.
Or you can find 11 friends to go with you.
Yeah.
Or you can just go two at a time or however you want to. It's just a 12-pack of tickets, and you can go whenever you want.
That's
called
a
family
idea.
Fun pack. And I think the person who bought it last year took a youth group from church to it. And,
oh, nice.
So it's a good opportunity.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And, of course, all this is this Saturday night. They're having a trivia contest at the First Baptist Church starting at 5 o'clock. And the trivia starts at 6, right?
Exactly.
Which,
yes.
All right, now we're getting into the meat of the matter.
This is it.
We've saved the meat for the last segment here. Here we go.
It's the challenge.
The challenging. Okay, you're going to ask me questions. Here we go. Because now, will these questions be on any of them? Will they be on the trivia this Saturday?
No.
By the way, the question I asked you in here last time you were in here, I used it.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't think anybody got it right then either. Actually, a few people did hear it. A few people did hear it in Houston.
And used it. That's
either used it or forgot it, but they remember hearing it and That was the turkey thing, right?
I think it was. What's the flock of turkeys name called? For a it's not a flock.
And it's not a flock. It's a, I can't even, roster or something like
yeah.
that. It had some people, that's not it, but it was yeah. some weird deal.
Yeah.
Ladder. I don't know, some odd name out of the blue.
Yeah, so now I'm going to have to think about it. Why'd you do that? I'm going to get in the car. And
I'm the one who wrote the question, and I can't remember.
I'm going to get in the car and turn on my phone and be like, yeah, that's what that thing was. I hate that.
Stranger or something. Oh, it was a weird name. It was a weird name. All right, now, okay, ask me questions. Here we go.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Ready to go. I got my hands. I'm all balled up into a fist, ready to roll. Here I go.
Okay.
Deep thought.
Okay.
Deep thought.
The Scoville scale is used to measure the heat of what? Tom Levine knows.
Tom Levine got it. And I didn't hear what he said. You see, I've got the headset on. You're not wearing the headset. The heat of course, it's the heat of acid. I don't know. What is it?
Chili peppers.
Chili peppers?
Absolutely.
I see. Now, that's the thing. I don't like hot chili peppers. I like them. I would like a... I do remember that's the one with like the ghost peppers at 300,000 right. or some mm-hmm. kind
they
of silly
little,
thing.
They got little rankings or whatever, like, you know, the kind of like a...
See, now that's a great question. That's a great question. Who's Scoville?
I have no idea.
See, now that would have been... That's the question, the silly question I would have asked. I would have said the Scoville
He'd
guy.
He'd been the guy who probably burnt his mouth on the ghost peppers. It's like, okay, this is the worst thing ever. And he probably went back and started ranking them.
These are a terrible idea for anybody.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I got a question here for you. This was on the back of my Pearls Before Swine calendar today, and I hope I have the answer. 25 years ago today, what 1991 film won the Academy Award for Best Picture? I do have multiple choice here, by the way.
Okay, go for it.
JFK, Beauty and the Beast, Prince of Tides, Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, we don't need that. None of those other ones won, did they?
No.
Yeah, that makes it easy. No. Silence of the Lambs, yeah, that was a great movie.
It was a good movie. So was Beauty and the Beast.
Well, that's true, too. That's
Beauty and the Beast too. Was the first movie, I think, that kind of led them to think animated movies could be a best picture.
I never saw Prince of Tides. Was that any good? That was the Barbra Streisand. Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, not up my alley.
No, not really. All right, you got another question. Here we go.
All right.
What do I win? Since that first one, Tom's wondering what he wins.
We have candy for winners.
Candy for winners. Okay. All right.
All right. I'll give you one that maybe be an easy one. Who was the oldest of the Marx Brothers?
Okay. Yeah, that's an easy one. I do have that one. Yeah. I thought everyone. I was going to give everyone else.
Everybody else a chance
to get it right.
Answer.
Yeah, it's Chico.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good Chico. Job. See.
Now the more difficult question would be what's Chico's real name, which I can't remember. Groucho was Julius.
You want a hint?
Hold on. Give me a second before you give me a hint. Groucho was Julius. Harpo, I can't remember. What's Chico's name?
Starts with an L.
No, that's not going to help. Larry.
Leonard.
Leonard. Leonard, what was a Harpo? Do you have it there?
Yeah, I don't have that one.
Okay. I know Groucho was Julius, and that's the other one I can remember.
There you go.
I do know. And Harpo's next after Chico, then Groucho, and then Zeppo was really young. There was also another one in the middle there, Gummo. You remember Gummo?
No.
Gummo was in like one movie.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever watched a Marx Brothers movie.
Bite your tongue.
I know. I almost like, wow, should I really admit that?
Marx Brothers are great.
I've seen little clips.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Well, I've watched a lot of Three Stooges.
I see now that is not at all like those.
I used to watch Cactus Pete all the time.
Did you really? Now, Cactus Pete was great. Cactus Pete turned into Uncle Briggs eventually.
Absolutely. Briggs Gordon.
Yeah. Now, he passed away a few years ago.
He did, yeah. I used to have an Uncle Briggs Loves Me t-shirt.
Did you really?
Absolutely.
See, now we're getting into the kind of questions that you'll be able to ask at the trivia contest, and we'll keep those darn little frontier kids
absolutely. Because they'll be like, what?
Yeah, keep those little frontier kids from winning again like last year.
Because they'll be like, who's Uncle Briggs?
See, those little punk kids, they won, and they think they're all hot stuff now, and yeah, we need to make sure those kids
don't win
again. I
adjusted the questions this year.
Did you?
Yeah.
Age appropriate.
My music category is all like pre-1980.
Good. Yeah, those kids will have no chance.
They'll be like, huh?
Yeah.
Like, who's Chuck Berry?
They had That's music? A person? Did they have pianos back then?
Yeah, so it'll be all right.
What do you have?
All right. In the human body, what is the hallux?
How do you spell that?
H-A-L-L-U-X.
That's the funny bone. I have no idea.
It's your big toe.
It's your big toe is called a hallux.
Yep.
No kidding.
Who knew?
I had no idea of that.
Yeah.
What's the little toe called?
I don't know. I don't have that. I call it a pinky toe.
Well, that makes sense. But
it probably has an official name.
It probably does.
You know, something fancy.
Give me another one since you've stumped me.
I've stumped you.
I'm one out of three now.
All right,
I feel terrible.
You want an easy one or a hard one?
Hard one, of course.
All right. You ever watch The Simpsons?
Love The Simpsons.
That'll be an easy one for you.
Well,
then.
Now wait a second. What's the Simpsons question?
Simpsons question is, what's Moe's cat's name?
Oh, that's not that easy. Ain't no Moe had a cat. I don't remember Moe having a cat. Well, of course, The Simpsons has been on 25 years.
Absolutely.
That makes it kind of tough.
Yeah, I stopped watching it probably about 15 years ago. So.
I see. I still watch it. I watched it last night. What's Moe's cat's name? I don't know.
Mr. Snookums.
Mr. Snookums.
All right. I got one that you should get.
All right.
What does a stimp meter measure? It measures the speed of a ball over what surface?
Golf putting green.
Absolutely.
How about that?
There you go.
I got that.
Pull that bad boy out.
I like that. I think I've seen that, actually.
Yeah, it's a stimp meter.
See, now that's a relatively new term. That's a new – they've shown those on the U.S. Open last couple of years. The British Open when the wind was blowing the balls around.
I think when I was reading it, I think it was actually invented in the 50s.
Really?
But I don't know that they really
just never used
it.
Them. Yeah.
And now they've kind of –
Well, I'll be doggone.
There you go.
We're talking about the trivia contest coming up. You got any more? You got another quick one, or are you done?
I could give you one quick one. How many feet are in a fathom?
Six.
See, there you go.
Six. Yeah.
So you ended up. You ended up winning.
I feel good about it.
You got the right percentage of win.
I appreciate
questions
it.
Right.
And thank you so much for making me feel better about myself.
There you go.
holding back the tough questions and asking the easy ones.
There you go.
I tell you what, Pat, thank you very much. Best of luck.
Thank you.
The Kingdom Kids Trivia Contest, give them again, it's this Saturday, right?
It'll be Saturday, March 12th.
Where?
We'll be at First Baptist Church.
Okay.
We start serving food at 5.
Okay.
We start.
Great meal.
Absolutely. Bone-in pork chops and all that stuff that goes with it. And then we will have trivia starting at 6. We'll have silent auction all night. So even if you come in for food and you don't want to stay for trivia, but you want to look at our auction items, just start bidding, bid away. We got all kinds of good stuff.
And you can stay there and watch if you like.
You can stay and watch. You can stay and make fun of people for not knowing the answers. Or you can sit back there and go, oh, I knew that. Or I knew, you know. So, yeah, there you go.
Well, I tell you what. Thanks very much, Pat, for coming
on.
And best of luck this Saturday night.
Thank you.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Got the High Sheriff coming on tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.